Chicago Children's Hospital pauses gender care surgeries after President Trump's executive order. By Amy Furr on February 8, 2025. A Chicago Children's Hospital says it is putting the brakes on so-called gender care surgeries for young people as President Donald Trump fights to protect patients under 19 years of age from chemical and surgical mutilation. Lurie Children's Hospital said it is pausing surgeries in the program for people under 19, ABC 7 reported on Friday. "We are reviewing the recent executive orders addressing gender care and assessing any potential impact to the clinical services we offer to our patient families," the hospital said in part. "Our team will continue to advocate for access to medically necessary care, grounded in science and compassion for the patient families we are so privileged to serve." Meanwhile, other hospital systems around the nation have done the same, pausing their sex change drugs and surgeries for minors after Trump signed an executive order on January 28 barring such procedures for those under 19, Breitbart News reported. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton explained. The order, titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation, states that it is the policy of the United States that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another, and it will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures. The order also calls for the head of each executive department or agency that provides research or education grants to medical institutions to immediately take appropriate steps to ensure that institutions receiving federal research or education grants end the chemical and surgical mutilation of children. However, Trump's efforts have not been without pushback in the legal realm. Several families who have transgender or non-binary children recently filed a lawsuit regarding his executive orders, the Associated Press, AP, reported on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a young woman named Clementine Breen is suing a pair of California doctors for allegedly fast-tracking her into transgender surgery beginning when she was 12 years old by putting her on puberty blockers. The following year she went on cross-sex hormones and underwent a double mastectomy when she was 14 years old, per Fox News. In October, a Breitbart News article noted, a report from the medical watchdog group Do No Harm shows that hospitals in the U.S. earned nearly $120 million in 4 years performing gender transition treatments on nearly 14,000 children under the age of 18.